You're listening to Central Time. I'm Judith Sears Poisson.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up tonight after 7, it's Snap Judgment. This week, the team is letting their curiosity get the better of them with a show called Contents Unknown. That's tonight after 7 on the Ideas Network.
First, in Japan, a law that's over 100 years old dictates that all married couples choose one surname. 96% of the time, couples choose the husband's last name, although women today are challenging that law in court, according to a recent report in the New York Times. In China, women always keep their surname when they get married, but that's because the culture privileges a father's lineage even after marriage.
Choices don't necessarily make things easier. In the United States, many women choose between keeping their last name, hyphenating names with their new partner, or picking a new name altogether. It's a decision that has a long-reaching impact on maybe future children and also personal identity.
We want to know, how did you and your partner decide what to do about last names? If you're a woman married to a man, did you take your husband's last name? If you're part of a same-sex couple, how did you decide? And are you happy with the decision you made? Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Lori Scheibley is with us now. She's a senior lecturer in sociology at Pennsylvania State University. She studied marital naming for 25 years. Lori, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, what do most women choose for their last name when they get married in the United States?
Most women choose to take their husband's last name. About 92% of women change their last name to that of their spouse when they marry.
Has that changed much in the last, say, decade or so?
Not in the last decade. In the last generation, it's changed a bit, moving up from about 4 or 5% to about the 7 or 8% it is now. But hardly a huge movement.
Does that surprise you at all as someone who's been studying this for over 2 decades?
Yeah, when I started this, I thought, oh, surely by 25 years from now, that will be in the 40% of women maintaining their birth surname when they marry. So, yeah, I'm shocked. But I now, based on what I know, I don't expect that, you know, we're ever going to get much above 15% of women keeping their birth surname.
What kinds of things? Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Because tradition is extremely strong. Right, marital traditions of women taking their husband's last name really operate strongly in our culture. It's how women demonstrate love for their husbands, right? It's how we identify family, right? Everybody has the same last name. Now, obviously, that makes no sense because people get divorced. We have all these reconstituted families. But nonetheless, that's how it works in the U.S.
What kinds of things do women take into account when they're trying to make this decision, do you think?
Well, women who keep their birth surname tend to focus more on things like being a feminist or their identity, right? I identify with my birth surname and I'm going to keep it. But women who are changed their last name tend to really be more interested in the tradition. This is traditionally what we do when we marry. So it just depends. Some women, of course, who decide to keep their birth surname do it for a really practical reason, and that's, they say, bureaucracy. You know, I have to push all those papers, too much work, and so I just decided to keep my own name.
You know, there was some backlash not that long ago when Amal Alamuddin became Amal Clooney.
Yeah.
She was an accomplished human rights lawyer, and she took George Clooney's last name. I mean, I guess he's George Clooney, so that would be tempting. But is this still, you know, a loaded issue today?
Oh, I think it is, and I just cannot see it changing. So you sit down and you particularly talk to men and young men who are of marriage age, and you say, well, what do you expect? And they do expect that their spouse or wife will take their last name, right? And they think that women are more committed to the marriage when they do so. So I can't imagine that these kinds of social norms will change. And even things about identification, I don't know if you did it or your listeners did it, but even my child, who's 25, when she was in middle school, she would write her first name with the boy of the week's last name.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have done that. I mean, it's
so
interesting. Yeah, go ahead.
We don't socialize men, boys, into doing that, right? Boys are not trying out their first name with some girl's last name.
We're talking right now with Lori Scheibley. She's a senior lecturer in sociology at Pennsylvania State University. She's been studying this, marital naming, for 25 years. Let's go ahead and take a call now. We've got Kayla joining us from De Pere. Kayla, hi.
Hi.
What did you decide to do?
I did not change my last name when I got married.
Okay, well, how come? What's your thinking?
What you said about the paperwork, that was one of the reasons. Honestly, I was a little lazy and didn't want to go through all that. But I also, I've been, you know, Kayla Sell for 27 years now, and I kind of didn't want to change that. It's who I am. And the feminism point as well. It's just, I don't have to change my last name because I got married.
All right, Kayla, thank you for sharing that. And Kayla, I think, echoes, you know, a lot of women, me included, I guess I'll say, and I thought I'd been Veronica Rickert for as long as I can remember. It just felt foreign, the idea of suddenly being Veronica somebody else, even though he has an easier to pronounce last name than I do. So, again, it was tempting. But does Kayla kind of encapsulate some of what the thinking is for women who do keep their name, Lori?
Yeah, she does, indeed. One thing that'd be interesting to know is that women who are well-educated are more likely to keep their birth surname when they marry. So that may, in fact, have been a factor for Kayla, too, when she made her marital name decision.
Kayla, thanks a lot for that call, and we're going to go next to Shayna in Madison. Hi, Shayna.
Hi.
What did you decide?
So I chose my maiden name as my middle name and then took my husband's last name as my last name.
Yeah, that's another choice. So how do you feel about that one?
Me?
Yeah, are you happy with that decision?
Yeah, I like it. And when you first change your name over and you have to write your new name, it's very hard to remember. So writing my maiden name first helped me transition into the change of writing my new identity. And I like it because we don't have any boys in our family, so the name ended with my sister and I. So that's a little piece of keeping my family history.
All right, Shayna, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And a couple of examples there, Lori. Anything strike you about how Shayna decided what to do?
Yeah, that particular thing that she did is becoming more common. You know, somewhere about 20% of women will keep their birth surname as their middle name and then take their husband's last name. So that is not uncommon. That is becoming slightly more common. Because that way women can, as she said, hold on to their identities, but also have that connection to their spouse.
You know, looking at the traditions around marital naming, I mean, historically, women were considered at one point to be the property of their husband. And I think it as far back as what, the 50s or 60s, if you did get married, sometimes you were just the Mrs. and then you would be, you know, Mrs. George Clooney or whoever you are. I mean, is that something that women think about, that sort of property aspect of it?
I don't think women really think about the property aspect of it. I think women are more likely just to think about keeping their birth surname or using it as a middle name, but not about, oh, if I do this, I'm my spouse's property. I don't think that overt kind of stigma is associated with it. That is, it obviously in the United States has a positive connotation. It's not, oh, my God, I've agreed to be property of my spouse.
All right, let's take another call. We've got Kay this time in Madison. Kay, hello.
Hi. When I got married, I hyphenated my name with my birth name first and then a hyphen and then his name. And I did that because I really liked my own first last name, and I'm very Irish, and it was the Irish name. When I got divorced, I just dropped his name. And if I had to do it again or if I remarried at this point, I would skip the hyphen because the hyphen was kind of a pain.
So you'd skip the hyphen and just keep your maiden name?
Well, I would keep my maiden name and his name, but no hyphen.
No hyphen. Okay, I got it. Kay, thank you for sharing that. And the hyphenated name, we haven't really talked so much about that yet, Lori. How popular is that?
Very unpopular. About 1% of women hyphenate, because hyphenating is really hard because people just automatically lop off one of the names, and our whole system is not set up for people with hyphenated names, right? You don't fit into the little dots when you fill out forms, right? It's a really hard naming option, I think.
Are there other countries that have naming conventions that are more simple or more straightforward?
Well, except for the people who don't change your names at all. Some people do in Latin American countries, do the woman's last name of the husband's last name, but in practicality in everyday life, they don't use their husband's last name. I mean, the whole thing about naming is really becomes about tracing ancestors, right? So that becomes people's concern. If we would women just keep their name, would that confuse how we traced ancestors in that their children may have different surnames than they do? But my response to that is, heck, women are really lost under today's system, right? Because they're the ones who change their name and become separated from their birth families. So, and we've managed to keep track of women. So any kind of change, we would still manage to keep track of people over generations.
Lori Scheible is with us now. She's a senior lecturer in sociology at Pennsylvania State University. And the New York Times recently asked women to respond with their stories about whether or not they changed their names when they got married and how they made that decision. And we're picking up on that question now here on Central Time.
And we'd love to hear from you. Did you change your name when you got married? How did you make your decision to change it, to not change it, or something in between? Did you worry about being a bad feminist like some women do if you changed your name to that of your husband? Are you happy with whatever choice you made? Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or leave a comment on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll pick up our conversation in just a little bit here on Central Time.
This is Central Time. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Veronica Rickert, and we're talking about where we stand on the issue of whether or not to change your name when you get married. Mostly this is a choice facing women, but some men do change their names as well. Lori Scheible is with us now. She's a senior lecturer in sociology at Pennsylvania State University.
And we'd love to hear from you. Did you change your name when you got married? How did you make that decision? Did you feel pressure to change your name, or were you glad to leave it behind? Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Let's go to our callers now. We have Michelle with us first from Janesville. Michelle, hi.
Hi. I was just calling in to say that when I married my first husband, I kept my maiden name and took his last name with no hyphen because I had identified with that birth name for so long that I just wanted to keep it as part of who I was.
And how did that feel to you? Did that feel like a good decision?
It felt like a great decision. My father-in-law was not too happy about it, but I didn't really care, so I just did what I wanted to do. It helped me still be me, but yet be married and obviously committed to the marriage.
Do you find that both the people know you who know you as Michelle, both last names, or do they just generally lean toward one?
No, they identify with both.
All right, Michelle, thank you for the call and sharing your experience there. Another vote, we heard from a woman earlier as well. Michelle also opted to keep her maiden name and take her husband's name, no hyphen. What do you say to her story, Lori?
Well, I think that certainly it's a good solution for some people. It's just, it's handling it bureaucratically, right? Because when you go to the doctor's office, how do they handle that? You know, if your name all run together? Do you have a space? But my whole thing about naming in general is women and men need to do what makes them happy, right? That you need to make the decision that's the most comfortable for you. And that is, you can't waste a whole lot of guilt thinking, I'm a bad feminist, you know? Or you just have to do what you think will work for you at that time. That said, men need to also be willing to listen to women who want to keep their birth name and be amenable. So, and I always tell my male students, hey, take the high road, because you know that the odds are that this woman's going to change her last name to that of yours. So be decent. Mm. So that's my interpretation of that.
Have you come across many men who decide to take their wife's last name?
It is exceedingly rare. You would never come across it in a sample survey. And oftentimes when people tell me, oh, I know somebody who did that, I keep thinking, everybody must know the same 100 people in the United States, because it is exceedingly rare.
All right, Michelle, thank you for that call. And we're going to go next to Carrie in Mosinee. Carrie, hi.
Hi. Well, I would be one of those 100 people that you were just mentioning. My husband assumed my name, and I assumed his name. When we got married, he changed his middle name to my maiden name, and my last name then became my maiden name and his last name. And then we carried it on further with our children and used my maiden name as their middle name. So we kept both names in our lineage.
So he has your last name as his middle name. Is that right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Lori, what about that option?
I think that option is again, relatively rare, but certainly not as rare as the men just totally switching to the woman's last name because he's still carrying his last name. So I do think, indeed, that is somewhat more common, but again, you know, really rare because many men are not open to that, changing any part of their names. So that's why it's so rare. But that's awesome that your husband did that.
Well, thank you so much for that call. I appreciate hearing your story there. And we're going to go next to Jennifer joining us from Eau Claire. Jennifer, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So I chose to keep my last name. And I thought it was a very good decision for me in the end. But it did take a lot of consideration and time to figure out what would be best for me and my partner. But in the end, I did keep mine. And I kind of did it for a multitude of reasons, including kind of the feminist view that I'm not property and that I wanted us to be seen as equals and going into our marriage. And then also just because I am the last in my bloodline. So I'm trying to take pride in being the last Bialik. So there was kind of multiple reasons. And we also, like the person who was just on, agreed that our children's middle name would be my maiden name and my current last name, and then take his as their last name.
And do your children also have separate middle names from your maiden name?
No, and we don't have any children yet. We're recently married.
Oh, and you're going to do it. Okay, I'm asking for personal reasons, actually. My children have hyphenated last names, and it seems so unfair to them that they have these complicated, laborious last names, and I just have one last name. So interesting options there, Jennifer. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that story. And Lori, what do you say to that?
I think that most women, the research shows that for women who kept their birth surname when they married, about 95% of those people gave their children their husband's last name and the wife's last name as a middle name. Exactly what your caller explained. So hyphenating like you did for your kids is really rare.
Really? Yeah, and I think
but
there's a reason for that.
Kids are resilient, right? They'll be fine. They can work their way through it. It'll seem normal. It's normal for them.
Yeah, a friend pointed out that it was kind of like passing the buck. We couldn't decide. It was when we just decided to give them both names. And now they have both, and they'll have to decide later on when they get married. So, yeah.
But that's not such a bad decision. It's okay.
It's working out so far. We're talking with Lori Scheibley right now, senior lecturer in sociology at Pennsylvania State University, talking about marital naming and how couples decide whose last name to take, and generally, overwhelmingly, a woman takes her husband's last name. And we're finding out what you did, how you made your decision at 800-642-1234. And let's go next to Rebecca in Appleton. Rebecca, hi.
Hi. So I am in a very interesting situation where I was previously married, and in that marriage, I took my husband's last name. And I've since been divorced, but I retain that name because in that time, in the 10 years or so that I've had that last name, I graduated from college and I received some work certifications and I grew my career. And the people in my field, I'm lucky enough that they really know me by that name. So this summer, I am getting remarried and I am struggling to decide whether I should keep this name that I have taken for myself, which is really my ex-husband's last name, or if I will be taking my new husband's name. for simplicity reasons and because I'm known in my field by my last name, I'd like to keep it, but my new husband is having some issues with that because it is another man's name.
I was just going to ask you what he thought of it. I mean, in some cases you could say, well, this is my decision, it's my name, but there's a new partner to consider. So that's a complicated one. Lori, any thoughts for our
No, I exactly could see that problem and see that issue because I've heard other women say that. Here's my suggestion, which feel free to ignore. Maybe it'd be a good time to return to your birth surname because at least that would be neutral. But I do understand you have degrees in your marital name, and it's hard, right? And you've used that name for 10 years of your adult life. So it is an extremely difficult thing to decide.
Well, Rebecca, thanks for calling, and good luck with that decision. We had a tweet from Megan S., who said, "My fiancé does not want me to give up my name. He would rather take mine than have me lose it. I personally am undecided." That seems like a sort of unusual based on what you said, Lori.
Yeah, that's a nice reversal. So it's a lot of responsibility, right, for this woman to decide that, oh, my goodness, if we all have my last name, what does that mean? But, you know, she obviously has to be comfortable with it. But, you know, if she wants everybody to have the same last name, certainly seems like a nice compromise on his part.
And, Lori, as we get ready to wrap up here, do people ever mash their two names together and do a portmanteau? Does that happen?
Oh, yes. People do that. But people who do that tend to have simpler names, right? Or some people just pick out letters of their name and their spouse's, future spouse's last name and kind of make a new name out of this combination of letters, you know? So, but again, all those things are rare.
Yeah.
Really rare.
I thought of that. I would have been Gardert, though, which is not a pretty name. So, yeah, interesting options, but still one overwhelmingly winning women taking the husband's last name. Lori, thank you so much for joining us.
You're most welcome.
That was Lori Scheible, senior lecturer in sociology at Pennsylvania State University, and she was with us to talk about the conventions and trends surrounding marital naming. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.